For me, it doesn't matter. I don't work. You know, I'm retired, so it doesn't matter whether they stop the workers is what I'm concerned about.
It's one of those deals where we're just going to have to make adjustments, you know, where the U.S. Postal Service is important to everybody.
I don't like it at all, actually. I don't get that much mail, but I do send mail.
Postal Service is part of American history, so to see them cutting back, it's kind of, like, upsetting.
You expect your mail to rain, sleet, snow, bad weather, and Saturday.
All right, no more Saturday delivery for the mail. Do you care about Saturday delivery service? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, this is America Tonight. I would say I used to care about Saturday delivery, but I don't get that much mail unless it's bills. I still get bills, paper bills in the mail, and I will get the occasional postcard or letter, but it's rare. It's usually around the holidays. So to me, I'm not so worried about Saturday service. What I am worried about is the end of the United States Post Office service forever, because to me, they're sliding down the hill, and it doesn't look like they're going to save themselves enough money. The disaster that's waiting to happen is the end of postal service. What if we had none? Think about that. Could that actually happen? And the answer is, well, of course it could. Who knows? We might get down to 3 days. They'll save $2 billion once it kicks in on August 5th. For the past 30 years, Congress oversees the United States Post Office, but many people think it's part of the government. It's not. It's an independent agency. However, maybe it's going to be a government takeover plan. I don't know. It's terrible that they haven't been able to bail themselves out, and I think it's because they weren't looking far enough ahead like so many others in so many other fields. Technology is here to stay, and boom, like that, it goes by you. It's like somebody when you're driving and you're going 60 miles an hour and somebody next to you on the lane, you can't even see them. They're going 120. Has that ever happened to you? Someone flashes by you and you feel lucky that you didn't turn the wheel in any way. That's exactly what technology is doing to so many people. It's leaving them in the dust. They don't even see what's happening to them. And this is what's happened to the Postal Service. So small businesses, rural communities, I know there's people listening to us that live in areas that are a little more remote, people who are older, because some of them don't get internet service, some of them kind of get the internet, but they're not relying on the internet or paying everything online, people who are disabled, people who depend on the postal service, it will certainly affect them, and absolutely it's going to affect the workers because there's no more overtime. They'll use more part-time people to ask for more buyouts. But clearly, the big question is on the horizon, do you care? How many of you don't mind a switch to 5 days to reduce the costs? And all these surveys that have been done, there have been a few of them that have been done, show, the research anyway, that 7 in 10 Americans say, yeah, it's okay. It's all right. $16 billion loss last year, that's unsustainable. They can't keep doing that. They're taking their cues from the government. Okay, independent agency, but operated just like the government. Surplus? What surplus? Breaking even? What are you talking about, breaking even? So that would mean weekend package delivery would still go on, but that's a teeny tiny part of what happens on Saturday. However, letters and other mail, because of the internet, because of use of email and everything else, since it's declined, that would be knocked out. There wouldn't be any Saturday delivery starting in August. Post offices that are open on Saturday would stay open on Saturday for now. Who knows if that ultimately changes, because they're still not saving enough money to, I think, successfully flip this around. They don't get any tax dollars for their day-to-day operations, but again, it's still subject to congressional control, so maybe that switches. Do you care? I mean, there's the question. Do you care that there's no more mail on Saturday? Wonder how the younger postal service workers feel about that. You know, you get your route. Some people really like that gig. They get used to the people in the neighborhood. And they know them, and they're delivering their mail, and they get little bonus checks from the nice people who who they deliver the mail to at Christmas time, and it accounts for a little chunk of what they're making. If they're eliminating Saturday, certainly that has to be what would be the overtime for some people anyway. It's the workers who absolutely, are affected by this. You can flip me an email if you have a thought or two on this, americatonight.net, or you can ring these numbers, 855-266-CATE, 855-266-5283. I think it's, like I said, I think it's ripe for maybe the government to just take it over or to see that the service gets chopped down even more. So they'll save some money, but how much money overall, will be saved? That would be my big concern, since they weren't able to do anything with, he wasn't able, the CEO, Patrick Donahoe, wasn't able to flip things around. They've been talking about this, for goodness sake, for years. I think the first time I ever heard the suggestion of maybe there wouldn't be Saturday delivery was like 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago. But now it's a, reality. Let's just say that. Coming up on the show, coming up on our next segment, Americans for Prosperity, the group that looks at the dollars and cents of what's happening in Washington. We're going to talk about, we're going to talk with somebody from Americans for Prosperity about the problems with delaying the budget again. The Prez delays the budget and now talks about putting a Band-Aid over the problem. Well, we could get smaller spending cuts and more taxes, and then we'll deal with it down the line. This is what we keep doing. You know that expression, which sometimes I use on the show when you've heard kicking the can down the road? We have eliminated. We have evaporated the can. There is no more can. At some point, you can't keep doing that, and we're way beyond that. So Nicole Kading will tell us her thoughts from the AFP's point of view as to what's really going on in Washington and how you, yes, you can make a difference. If you're tired as a taxpayer of the same old thing, you have a voice. It's your money. You're paying taxes. It's all of us together in this thing. It's not just something going on in Washington, because it's all of our money that's being used for it. And everything we're paying for is taxes, taxes, taxes. So we'll talk to her. Plus, three wishes. Oh, yeah. Three wishes coming up after that. If you could have, if a genie came down to you, well, first of all, that'd be shocking. If a genie appeared and said, you got three wishes, what would they be? In the sports world, politics, business, entertainment, just life in general, what would your three wishes be? We're going to do it throughout the week here on America Tonight, and whoever comes up with the best three will get a Level the Playing Field book from us here at America Tonight. We'll send you a copy of that. Three wishes. I can think of about 20 wishes in each one of those categories. Right off the top of my head, how about politics? Less conversation about the lack of money. How about more conversation about what are we going to do with all this money? Wow. Who are we going to help next? Can you imagine if we had that problem? Everybody has their hand out. It's like winning the lottery. The government is loaded. What are we going to do? We're going to have to eliminate taxes for at least 2 years. Yeah, like that'll ever happen. Nicole Kading next. Stay with us.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237. 7, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Balance, harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug. Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
Going down a dirty inner city side road, I plotted. Madness passed me by, she smiled high, I nodded. Looked up at the sky, began to cry, she shot it. Met a girl from Dearborn early 6 o'clock this morning, Colfax. Asked about a bag, suburb, you're such a drag, won't go back. Cause Papa don't allow no you.
I used to say get out a box of Band-Aids. Now I think you need an entire emergency kit when it comes to a budget and figuring this thing out. The president wants to push for yet another delay. Because he missed, first of all, the legal deadline to submit the budget. We already know about that. And now is pushing to pass a small package, as it's being described, of spending cuts and tax changes to delay any kind of sequestering from taking place next month, which would mean a shutdown of the government, as you all know. In the wings, Nicole Kading joins us from Americans for Prosperity. She's the state policy manager. Nicole, what's interesting is, and certainly people are noticing this and handicapping what the president's saying, is most of this idea of putting another Band-Aid on it, most of it is over taxes. Get some more taxes, 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 first of all, and not very many spending cuts. Did that pop out at you?
Oh, absolutely. I think that all this president knows how to do is go to Congress and ask for more tax revenue. Just in January, he got, in essence, three tax hikes. One, all the marginal income tax increases in the fiscal cliff deal. We had the expiration of the payroll tax cut. And underreported, several different tax increases from his health care law went into effect in January. So he got three tax increases a month ago. And now it's time to actually cut spending to honor the spending cuts that he and Congress promised us from 2011. And, of course, it's inconvenient for him to do that. So what does he do? He goes and asks for more tax increases.
Yeah. Well, and the blowback, of course, has been huge because the Republicans are definitely building a wall and saying, no, you know, we're not going to agree to this. But as you've seen in the past, too, suddenly you get weak knees because there's something, I don't know what it is, it's something in the air in Washington, and there seems to always be a last-minute deal, which was my reference to the constant Band-Aids. Are we going to see this happen again?
I sure hope not. You know, Congress and the President, like I said, they in 2011, they promised the American people in exchange for raising the debt ceiling, they promised us $1.2 trillion in spending cuts starting this January. They delayed them to March, but they've promised us those spending cuts. We're supposed to get $85 billion in spending cuts this year alone. The Republicans in the House seem pretty set on letting those go into effect, which I think is absolutely the right policy. But the Democrats, I think, are getting scared. We had the president yesterday talking about raising taxes. We had Senator Harry Reid on the Sunday morning shows this week, again, talking about delaying them and going for tax hikes instead. But I think the Republicans seem to have the backbone, and let's just hope they come through and they get the message that we're all sending them. We send them to Washington to cut spending, and now it's time to do it.
All right, so here's the thing. If we keep going down the same path, like you say, we'll see if they hold up through this. What does it mean for all the businesses out there? You know, Americans for Prosperity. That's what it's about. We talk about what are small businesses doing, creating jobs, how many small businesses are there or businesses in the United States. That's the backbone of our economy, if you look at it. And now we hear from businessmen and business women, frankly, people across the board, that they're not hiring, they're doing certain things because they don't really know what the tax situation is going to be. So it's confusing, right?
Absolutely. One of the things that's most important in a tax code, one of the things we want stability. We want to know what the tax rates will be tomorrow, next month, and next year. That's how businesses make investment decisions. They need to look 5 years in the future and determine whether this project is going to be fruitful. And if the taxes are changing every 6 months or every year, they can't make those decisions. It makes it harder to invest in their firm, to buy more capital, to build more factories, to hire more employees. We talk about the fact that the economy is so weak. Well, it's partly weak because we keep raising taxes every time we turn around. You know, I hear the president talking about how we have a revenue problem. We don't have enough to fund the government. In 2013, we will collect as a government. The government will collect the same amount of revenue that it collected in 2007. Yet it will spend over $1 trillion more than it did just 5 years ago. Only Washington math would that be a revenue problem.
Yeah, I was going to say that. And it's interesting because you even put it on your website. You talk about this, and we, you know, my nickname is the poll princess, meaning because I'm telling you, look, the polls are all over the map. But if you look at any poll, Gallup being one of them, and you point to it, that there is clearly Americans, no matter what they're wearing on their chest, D-R-I, They think that the government has an out-of-control spending problem. There's no question about it, and the polls show it. It's anywhere from 70% to 75% to even more than that. So what's the matter? Aren't they listening at the White House?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. You know, I actually live in Washington, D.C., and sometimes I think the people around me are just kind of, they don't get it. They're clueless. Yeah. I mean, all of us across this country the last several years have made tough choices. We've had to decide how you deal with this bad economy. How do you decide between putting food on the table and paying for your daughter's ballet lessons and getting your son to football practice and balancing all of this with the rising cost of food and gasoline? It's been tough. People have made tough, tough choices. Here in Washington, the people are immune from that. They don't feel that same pressure and they don't see it, which is why it's so important for people to reach out and tell their elected officials, we cut spending in our family budget and now it's time for you to cut spending.
Yeah. When you say that, and Americans for Prosperity, and because you've beaten your head against the wall many, many times, what you just said there, you just encourage, as we do here in America Tonight, hey, if you have a problem and you're watching this and this is your tax dollars, then you need to speak up. And what I was told from a couple of different senators and even a few people in the House, if you call 20, if you get 25 people that are calling a senator or a congressman or writing, then they pay attention to what you're saying, don't they?
They do. I actually worked for a little while on the Hill in a congressional office. Even if I had five people call me the same day, with the same message, that got escalated up. That's something I remembered. And so it's so important for people to get involved. Call their congressman. Send emails. Join groups like Americans for Prosperity where we can help you amplify your voice. Get all of your friends together one night, you know, one afternoon and say, we're all going to call our congressman from 1 to 5 p.m. That does an amazing amount of good work. And that sends that message in those, you know, those people who want to do the right thing but might get a little wishy-washy, who might be losing their backbone, that helps strengthen them to do the right thing.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Nicole Katie, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We'll talk to you down the road.
Great, thanks for having me.
All right, once again, Nicole, thanks a lot. I pointed to the polls. I want to make sure I give you the information on that. The polls that I was looking at, I mentioned Gallup and Public Notice, and they're showing that you, yes, you listening to me, and you can weigh in, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. The Gallup poll especially pointing to that, over 70%. And then Public Notice, it was the same thing. They're showing over 70%. That was the number I mentioned. And specifically the question, Americans, you, do you believe that the federal government does have a spending problem? And clearly it showed that you feel that the government is spending too much and then wanting your money, wanting taxes. So out of control, big government spending. I think some people who are not so anti-government, you know, I say this on America Tonight all the time, I'm not anti-government because that would be ignorant. The government is good for some things. The problem is it is colossal and out of control and becomes good for nothing because there's too much red tape. We can't cut through it. And then we're always feeding it. And now we've fed the beast so much that it wants more and more and more, and our national deficit is insane. I mean, we have a serious problem. We have to start taking steps as Americans. We got to take those suggestions. Call your congresspeople. Call your senators. Do something, because if we don't really seriously forget about, you know, keep pushing this down the road, then in the end, we are all going to pay for it, whether you're going to end up in the baby boomer generation in a few years, or you're climbing into your 30s from your 20s, we're never going to be able to dig ourselves out of this. I see no way. And all these tax hikes and not coming up with a way to swing the axe and figure out where to cut, because I can tell you there is lots of duplication in the government, is a huge mistake. And we cannot continue to do this. The Band-Aids are starting to hurt when we pull them off. All right, hang with us. More to come here, of course, on America Tonight.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. and it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Right here for your very much wish fulfillment. Thank you.
Whoa. Wish fulfillment?
3 wishes to be exact. An ixnay on the wishing for more wishes.
That's it. 3. Uno, dos, tres.
No substitutions, exchanges, or refund.
Genie got a gun.
All right, you heard him. 3 wishes. That's what we're doing here on America Tonight. If you could have 3 wishes, sports, politics, business, entertainment, anything in life, it's wide open. What would your 3 wishes be? The first or the best 3 wishes that we get, and there could be 3 of them, so 3 different people with the 3 best wishes over the next week. We'll win a copy of Level the Playing Field. So wishes, I've thought about this for a long time, and it's what we talk about, after all, here on America Tonight. So my wishes from the entertainment world would be these 3. No TV, internet, magazine coverage, radio coverage of any sort, any way, anyhow, for the Kardashians or the Jenners. Anybody with those last names. Overexposed. I'm tired of them. I don't care about Kim Kardashian. I especially don't care about how many facelifts that Bruce Jenner has had or if Kris Jenner is divorcing him or whatever nonsense. And you can't really get away from it. If you shop, you see it. The Kardashians are everywhere. You could say, just like Donald Trump, it's a stroke of brilliance on their part, but I think it's the idiot factor gone wild. So if I could put a hex on them, I would put the hex on them or just, you know, wish them that they were gone, that we didn't have to see them anymore. The second wish I would wish for is no more television trailers that give away the best parts of a movie and make you want to go and see it. Then you go and the movie sucks. You go and you've heard every funny line, the best lines, or the heavy drama in the movie, and you're so excited to go and see it. You go and see it. You spend your $10, and it's nothing. That was it. The movie could have been 3 minutes long. That's why we do our cheap movie review, by the way. So you can peek behind the curtain for free and decide whether you like it or not. But the best parts, the people who put the best TV trailers together right now win for movies because they seduce you into thinking that you want to go and see it. And how about this? No more celebrity endorsements, comments about politics. Do you really care who Jennifer Aniston wants as a president? I mean, really? Seriously? You know what you guys want from Jennifer Aniston. You want to see the photos of her from the Scamarazzi where she's topless in her backyard. You don't care whether Jennifer Aniston is endorsing, you know, XYZ president or senator or whatever. No offense to her, but we don't care. We don't care about what any of the celebrities think, or we shouldn't care. If what a celebrity says affects how you vote, you need to not vote. And I'm all about everybody voting. But seriously, if that's how you pick your politicians, then you shouldn't be voting. So that's my top three for entertainment for now. Politics. Only, this is my favorite one, only people making less than $400,000 a year can run for Congress. Only people, did you hear me? So no more Pelosi's, no more of the people that make tons of dough. Because they always talk about the middle class and how they can help the middle class. But what do they know about the middle class? The answer is nothing. They don't. So let's get some people in there that make less than $400,000 because they're not in that rarefied air. They know what it's like to have to work for a living. How about this? Nobody is appointed to committees unless they are present on the Hill 85% of the time. And I would have said 100% of the time, but the other time has to be spent at least somewhat in your state. It's unrealistic to say 100% of the time you'll be in Washington because that's not going to work. So 85% is pretty good. Right now, we're lucky if we have anyone that's 85%. All these voting present and barely getting there and in Washington from Tuesday to Thursday and then they're gone, that's part of the problem. There's no conversation. Outside of, okay, I'm running in the hallways, I have 3 minutes to get to a vote that I'm not really sure, I kind of read the measure and I like some of this and my friends want me to vote with them, so I'm going to vote with them. I know, it sounds so cynical, doesn't it? Also for politics, number three wish, flip-flop three times and you're out. So in other words, when you are running or you want a position and you're in the political game, even if it's appointments, and you start from scratch, so if you flip-flop your whole life, that's okay. But once you get into, it's not going to work, though. But once you get into Washington, you can't flip-flop any longer. So if you say one thing, you have to come out and tell the truth. If you change your mind and say, I'm sorry, I know I'm going to infuriate my party or infuriate the people who elected me, but I'm older than I was 4 decades ago, and I feel differently now about it. And plus, this has changed or that's changed. So it's not that you can't change your mind, but you have to own up to it and say the reason why, but that never happens. It's as though the comments in the past never existed. And because we live in a world of collecting sound bites and images, it is so easy to dig that up. We have too many flip-floppers in Congress. Say one thing one time, say something different. All of a sudden they get elevated to a higher position or have a chance to run for another office. And what they were saying, and they were so hard and fast and true to their word, suddenly changes. That can't happen. You get three strikes. I like the three strike thing. So one flip-flop, okay, two, three, you're done. That's it. Three flip-flops and you are out. You are done. You are gone. You may have some wishes, and I'll be the genie. You can send me the wishes, americatonight.net, or give us a ring, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. He probably already took off for 7-Eleven to go get some more Red Bull or something, but If the glue is around, the glue, are you there? Matt Johnson, are you around?
I am always around.
You're always around, reaching for that pop. I know your wishes would be sports, and I can give you your first one. I said this off the air earlier in the night when I was talking to you. I bet to get a new quarterback from Minnesota.
That would definitely be a consideration for the wish, but I decided to make my wishes ESPN-related.
Let's hear them. This is going to be good.
The number one wish I would do is to have ESPN actually care about hockey for once and put hockey highlights on there and talk about hockey for once and pretend like it's an actual sport.
Yay!
My number two wish would be no more coverage of National Recruitment Day like it's the presidential election. They're high school kids, and they're getting more coverage than anything, and they're acting like these guys are stars, and they're not. They're 17, 18-year-old kids who haven't done anything yet, and it's an all-day affair with ESPN today.
Oh, I know. It's crazy. It is. It's over the top.
And you don't, I mean, the people who end up being good in college, half the time, they're not in the four or five-star recruits anyways. They You know, some of those guys peak in high school and they don't get better, whereas you have like a three-star recruit who turns into a five-star athlete because he's getting better.
Yeah.
And then I'd say my number three wish, and this might be, I don't know if it's number one or not. I'd say it's 1A because the hockey thing is very important, but it's to get rid of all manufactured debate shows except for PTI. So Around the Horn, Sports Nation, and Number One with a Bullet, First Take, where they manufacture more arguments than I can count with Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, Skip Bayless. I got great. Skip Bayless, I used to work at the same station as Skip Bayless, the ticket in Dallas, and he's very nice to me, but he is so canned. He is the canned man. Absolutely.
He's
That's
one of
his
the
M.O.
biggest frauds
he is.
Ever.
He is. I agree with you. I mean, I'll probably get some nasty email from someone who knows Skip, but he is such a fraud. He was a decent writer, but he is such a fraud on that show. It's so drummed up, fake, and funny. That is brilliant. I love it. And Stephen A. Smith, talk about strikes. How many chances this guy gets? He bombs out everywhere. He did a radio show on Fox Sports, and half the time he didn't show up, and he was terrible. But he just says outrageous things, knows a few people, and that's what keeps breathing new life into Stephen A. Smith. Very well done. I would agree. Focusing on ESPN.
I put time into this show. Come on.
Yeah, you did. That's good time. I'm agreeing with everything you said. The hockey thing, absolutely. It's ridiculous, the recruitment stuff. I agree. Bravo. Excellent. Well done. We have one here from the Columinator, who I'm going to give him props for his, or I think it's him. Him. It's his, right? Wishes that the Supreme Court is not nominated and accepted by Congress, but done in-house. Two, would not have to have lawyer ads on TV. Are you kidding? You don't like all those ambulance ads? Everywhere you live, there's some guy that does that, too. In my neck of the woods, it's Jim Adler. Even has him in Spanish. Three, ban all lawyers from public office. Well, my goodness, there'd be a ghost town, Columinator, in Washington, D.C. Everybody seems to be a lawyer, an ex-lawyer, which is, it is kind of weird when you think about it. What's the deal with the lawyers? Because they move up the chain. Washington has the most lawyers per capita, and then they get appointed to different things. And they move up, like I said, and they move up the chain, and that's what happens there. Very well done. We're going to do this for an entire week, so it'll carry into next week, to next Wednesday, and we'll see if we have three winners, give more people some chances to think about it. It could be in any category you want, by the way. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Stuff in my face as I'm looking toward Boston and the rest of the Northeast. How about this winter storm that is going to be a doozy? They're talking about 2 feet of snow in Boston and eastern Massachusetts, and it goes up the Atlantic coast, 10 inches or more in New York City. That, like, 10 inches to New York City, it's like, close her down. Time to shut down the city. 18 to 24 inches in all might accumulate in Boston. And they've got an 85% chance, this is from the Weather Service, not from my head, of at least 12 inches from the storm that's arriving in 2 days. Blizzard, one to two feet of snow, man. So they've got all kinds of different totals that are racking up. But it's crazy because it's like the 35th anniversary of the blizzard of 1978, which was sad. It was no laughing matter. Almost 100 people died, 2,000 homes were destroyed. 10,000 people were sent into shelters. I mean, it was just a paralyzing thing for Massachusetts and for Rhode Island for an entire week. And really, from the early 90s, from the early 90s to just last year, winter storms caused almost $30 billion in damages. So worst type of natural disaster right behind our friends, the hurricanes and tornadoes and thunderstorms. But, you know, the insurance people gather all that info so they know, because when these homes collapse and they have all these problems, especially heavy, it's the heavy totals. New York is, it's a disaster when they get you know, tons of snow. And northeastern Pennsylvania, western New Jersey, they're talking about 20 inches of snow. And so they're going to get stuff all over the place. Probably in my hometown, they'll probably see that, too, in Cherry Hill and, you know, all the way up Philadelphia and Trenton. They're talking about it may be more rain than anything else. But and see, all the people in the Midwest listening to this show just are laughing, cackling to themselves. Because you always have a disastrous snowstorm that you have to dig out of. It's just the way of life in, I think, in Minnesota, in Michigan, sometimes in Illinois, certainly in Wisconsin. And, you know, you just look at a map and you can tell the North Dakotas. You guys are hardy. You know what it's like to have to do that. And you're just prepared. You always have a go bag. When I was really, really young, and I've told this story maybe once on the air before, we lived in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and my mother was, being from the East Coast, was always prepared that you might have to dig out of the house, always had a bag ready to roll just in case we had to get out, that we weren't going to make it. And if they're predicting this historic storm, even if it's not quite as bad as they're saying, you know that it's going to be awful, and people are going to be they're just going to get dumped on with the white stuff, and they're going to have tons of, at least a couple of school days off. Yay! Call your number on the air. That's how they used to do it. If you live in a more rural area, they might actually say the school district, but when you live in a big city or just outside of a big city, because there's so many schools, you know your number. It's like the lottery, and you're waiting for your number. You're waiting for them to say your number. With bated breath, you turn on the radio as a kid, and you're waiting for that 1201, 1202, 1203, 1204, and 5 or 6 open late. And you're just glued to it so that you don't miss it because there's so many schools and so many of them close. And the cool thing is the way they used to do it, not so much now, shows what a great education we had. Unless it was just a massive amount of days, you didn't make them up. There was no making up days. Who cares? You missed 2 weeks. It's okay. Don't worry. Just do good on your SATs when you get up to that age. Don't worry about it. It's all right. No worries. Because I don't remember that. I don't know about any of you, but I don't remember having to make up days. Ever. So they do it now. Now kids, they'll be in school in July. They hate it because they got so many snow days. They got to make them up. You know, that's just the way it is. All right, so we go from this predicted winter storm and how much snow is going to be dumped on, especially Massachusetts, to something completely different as we're kind of banging a few things around. Mitt Romney with the ultimate, I'll see you later, don't worry about me. The report is that he's quadrupling the size of his California oceanfront home. Because who cares now? He doesn't have anyone poring over his records or asking about offshore accounts or any of that kind of stuff. So check this out. He's going to demolish the 3,000 square foot house, and you know what he's going to replace it with? 12,000 square foot house. I mean, no joke. The house that he's tearing down and replacing it after all this is going on, and it's in La Jolla, which is San Diego right there, it is supposed to be worth $250 million. $250 million. One of the renovations in the house would be an elevator for his cars that would carry the cars to the basement garage. Whoa. Whoa. Basement garage. Really? And a few other things like windows, crazy amounts of views and other kinds of construction that they're working on. For that kind of money, for the what they're doing with it, you can guarantee it's going to be just an absolutely incredible show place. Like I said, so to him, it's the see you around. I don't care what you think now. It doesn't matter. I'm Mitt Romney. I'm quadrupling the size of my house, and I don't care what you think. I don't care about the offshore accounts or all the other stuff that that have been talked about since the election, because poof, I've moved on. I'm gone. I'm out of there. I'm not worried about it. You know, there were talks about he would maybe run for Senate, or one of his kids possibly could run for Senate. What are they running for Senate for? Like I said, what was one of my three wishes in politics? The only people who can be on the Hill are people who make less than $400,000. Because what's the incentive? We want accountability. And what's the incentive if you have so much money you could set it on fire? There's no incentive. So if it gets too rough, you could just say, yeah, I don't want to deal with this. Why am I doing this? It makes absolutely no sense. This makes no sense unless you're keeping score on all the different counties and cities that are declaring bankruptcy. In California, they've had a couple. It's really rough in California, but you know that. How about on the East Coast, though, Baltimore? They're saying Baltimore could be bankrupt by 2023. And you think of the waterfront, the sports teams there, and how the Inner Harbor it's called, how they've really developed Baltimore and really changed the image of Baltimore around. And now they're in serious trouble because they got a shortfall that's going to hit $2 billion in 10 years. They got a deficit. See, they're, again, taking their cues from their neighbors right down the street, the federal government. And they're consulting firms, getting advice from all over the place as to what they need to do. How can they turn this around? And the problem is what we keep seeing, the retiree health care costs, big problem. And that's what's going to start to cause Baltimore to flail because of all the shortfalls that they're having. And they've had financial problems for a long, long time because a lot of people moved out of Baltimore. And then they came back in when they made Baltimore a little bit nicer. And so now they're trying to figure out what can we do? We got a tax. How are we getting our money? So they passed a bottle tax. They increased hotel and parking taxes to close a gap a couple of years ago. But they didn't want to put too much taxes on there, too many levies, because then the businesses would go away and they'd be in the same predicament. So they're in a big hurt. They're in a big hurt. And especially the health, because of the pensions, the health problems, they're gonna have a lot of problems there. They're going to have to restructure. Otherwise, they're not going to make it, and they really will be bankrupt. How many cities can we have bankrupt in the United States? I mean, I have a terrible picture in my mind that we're like the Omega Man. We're running around, and there's only a few good places where we can hide because everybody else, it's every man for himself. So you can't rely on your city, can't rely on the state, can't rely on the federal government. Oh, and they just want to take our money. Any thoughts on the show, you can send them to me, americatonight.net.
Come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.